Unit 3. Stuff that matters. Exercise 3, page 20.
Green is the new black. There are more and more people turning their backs on the global fashion industry because of its huge environmental footprint. They are supported by a growing army of green fashion bloggers from all four corners of the world, who believe you can button up just as trendily as before without damaging the planet further. A. Jennifer Nini was born in the Philippines but grew up in Australia. She now lives on and co-owns an organic farm in Queensland and is the founder of the blog Eco Warrior Princess. Inspired by a trip to Asian garment factories where the waste and conditions shocked her, she began to blog about applying ecological responsibility to fashion. This means asking yourself questions before buying or even trying on an item, beginning with whether you really need it and if you can find it secondhand, and ending with research about what a new item of clothing is made of, whether it was ethically made, and if it is made to last. After all, as Jennifer points out, we can't just consume our way to a more sustainable world. B. Zoe Edwards is a mother of two and freelance sewing teacher from Eastbourne, UK, who started the fashion blog Sozo, What Do You Know?, to teach readers to mend tears and holes in old garments and create their own stylish ones. She believes that relearning the old skills of sewing, knitting and crocheting is the secret to a more sustainable and authentic life, as she says, which has a lower impact on the planet. Her how-to videos help novices master everything from taking in a dress to creating a whole new outfit from scratch. She also launched the Me May Made Challenge, which asks whether you can manage to dress only in clothes that you yourself have made for the whole of the month of May every year. C. Karen Housel is an environmental specialist from Los Angeles, California, who turned her passion for fashion into a mission to make a difference. Her fashion blog focuses on upcycling, reworking and repurposing old clothing into new, fashion-forward garments. These could come either from your own or your friends' wardrobes, or from second-hand and charity shops. And she hopes to raise awareness that the newest does not always mean the best. On the contrary, the clothes that make it into second-hand shops are often of higher quality, designed not to wear out, created with the specific goal of lasting a lifetime or longer. As this thrifty fashionista says, this process highlights the value of what's old, well-made, and what has a story. D. Joshua Katcher of Brooklyn, New York, started The Discerning Brute in 2008. It's a blog dedicated to fashion that does no harm to animals. He believes that it's possible to look great while being less cruel, and that protecting animals by definition means saving the planet. In his own words, we believe in the simple idea that the handsomeness of an object should be matched by the handsomeness of how it was made. His aim is to encourage men to pursue a more sustainable lifestyle and begin to exercise their fashion conscience, buying from clothes companies that put animals first and guarantee their fabrics come from ecologically sound sources. According to these bloggers, fast fashion is doing irreparable damage to our planet. So let's celebrate this new generation of fashion bloggers who believe you can dress better for less. Less money, less waste, and less harm. Following their guidance will have a dramatic effect on your fashion footprint. That's why the next piece of clothing you hang up in your wardrobe should be green.